Reviewing all the trout action from the weekend, of course, we're at Tabcorp Park, Melton, and then we headed off to Maryborough yesterday for Redwood Day, where we had the running of the Classic and also the Trotters Derby, both at Group 1 level. And to review all the feature action, Blake Redden's with us. It was a great weekend, Blake.
It was. We had probably three of the most exciting horses in Victoria all go around and all win: San Carlo, TCB, McRae, and then Wobbly. I think creating some pretty good excitement at the minute on Sunday at Maryborough. So in terms of quality horse, I think they were all there across the sort of big races from Friday to Sunday, and they all got the job done generally. So it was a good weekend all round.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the key wins. And you touched on San Carlo's performance out at Melton, and that puts five consecutive wins on end. Looks to be the real deal, a winner of 16 from 18.
Yeah, he just knows where the post is, doesn't he? And I think you know, credit has to go to Steve O'Donoghue and Beck Bartley for the way they've looked after him, and they haven't over-tested him. He's a six-year-old. He's only had those 18 starts you mentioned, and we can really see the fruits of that coming to bear now, because he was again dominant on the weekend. We didn't learn anything new about him. He just whipped around from the second row and was able to find the lead mid-stages and then just hold Dancing with Elvis and Gallifrey Mystique. It was a pegline-dominated affair. Top the Ace was actually quite a good run at big odds to run fourth, but look, in terms of going forward to the final, I think he's probably going to start a very short price favourite again. He went home in 28.8 and then 28 seconds flat for that final quarter, and that was just a bit of a pipe opener, wasn't it? I think they want to go to the Inter-Dominion potentially later in the year, first maybe a Victoria Cup, but really good win, and he looks the nominal favourite for the final.
That's San Carlo, who won race four. We then went on to race five, and Stars Align was able to beat our little general in this race. He looks like he's a promising colt. He's been a winner of 10 from 19, and he's been racing very well in recent weeks, and he's gone through the grades.
Yeah, it was an enormous performance. He was probably the best run in that Vic Bred Super Series, which Jillaby Kung Fu won. Our little general was there as well. They're actually building quite a good little rivalry, these three or four big guns, particularly in the three-year-old Victorian ranks. Stars Align probably looks the best of those now, given what he did on the weekend. He was able to work from the second row, sit parked again. They've gone home in a 28.8 third quarter, but then home in 27.7, so they really lifted. Our little general gave him something to chase, given that he was able to find the front, but Stars Align was just too strong for them, and he pulled away late. Really good win. He'll go forward again. He's probably a nominal favourite for the Breeders' Crown. I know the more the better will come down for Mark Purden, but based on what Stars Align's doing right now, it's hard to see him not being in the finish, if not winning that Breeders' Crown final. Our little general was good. That's probably about where he's at now. He's obviously a small horse. He was pretty dominant earlier as a two-year-old and an early three-year-old. He's come back to the pack a little bit, but it was still a good effort. And Jillaby Kung Fu didn't have much luck, stuck to the inside. Was a fine run outside of those. Probably not a whole heap to take from the race today. We pretty much know all of their level, and they finished in pretty much a group behind the top three or four.
TCB McRae was able to win again. Of course, we talked about his victory last week, and he's probably gone that little bit better, and he just seems to be on the improve.
Yeah, well, he's a horse that I guess a lot of people have talked about, whether he has a great desire to run through the line. I know Greg Sugars the last couple of weeks has been pretty confident that's not the case, and pretty staunch in his defence of his horse, which, you know, I guess is very reasonable given what he's done in his last couple of weeks. He really hit the front a long way out, but there was no stopping him. On the weekend, he sat back, and from the second row, I suppose that was to be expected. That's the way that they've been driving him, you know, in these sort of races, and to sort of hit the front as early as he did and continue to hold that margin all the way to the line suggested that, you know, he really has, he's come on. He has come back from a few issues. He had a throat operation, but he's back at his absolute best, and he's ready to take that next step as well. He's gone 154.3. It was a really good win. Bad Billy's run well in second. Ideal Success was third. Costa del Magnifico is a horse that's going really well at the minute. Three ways, things just didn't work out for him, so that's probably a forgive effort. But TCB McRae, he's definitely on path for a Victoria Cup in a couple of months' time.
We go to race seven. This was taken out by Major Dan. He was a short price favourite in the event, and he was able to go one better than what we saw last week where he was a runner-up.
Yeah, he was. He got back to the front row where he was able to use his gate speed. He held them wide early, and from there he was able to sort of set his own tempo. 45.7 lead time, then rolled that into a 30.8 first quarter, but then a 31.3 second quarter was where he got his big breather, and he was able to, you know, through that third quarter, he didn't really have to get too serious. He went 29.3 and then home in 27.4, and he never really looked like he was in any danger, did he? It was a good, strong win from a horse that's starting to find his level. Animated's run well in second. Delight Me, I'm not sure she's quite at her brilliant best. I mean, what she did on Vic Bred Super Series night last season, where she was three wide almost the entire trip and she ran time over the middle distance, she's just not quite at that level right now. Whether she can find that again with a couple of more runs under her belt, that may well be the case, but not quite there yet. Bell's Beach House was good enough. He's a horse that I think will win plenty of races down here in Victoria. Outside of those, again, not a whole lot to take. They're all exposed M1 sort of class horses, and we know where they're at. But Major Dan, he's probably the one that'll go through and go on to better things.
And the other race at Melton's a highlight was the second heat of the Empire Stallions Vic Bred Championship, taken out by Christmas Jolt.
Yeah, he was driven quietly. He's obviously a horse that he has that gate speed, so you can use it at the start if you wish. But they've decided on occasions recently to drive him more quietly, and that certainly paid dividends because he was able to reel in Bouchard, who was unlucky in her own right. She was crossed early by Murundi track. She then needed to try and find a little bit of a gap at the top of the straight. That didn't really come. It did, obviously, late, and she got pretty close to Christmas Jolt, but all credit to the winner. Keep On Rocking is stuck on pretty well for second after having to sit park. Don't Hold Back. It was a bit of a strange run. He was sort of looked like he was in trouble a long way out, but he just continued to sort of hold that margin, and they never really got away from him. So given it was his first run back for a couple of weeks, maybe he will improve sharply off that going into the final. But I think they're all probably up against it, taking on San Carlo next week.
So that was the highlights from Melton. Now we talk a bit about the Maryborough Carnival, where we had the running of the Redwood. And how was the atmosphere there trackside, Blake?
Yeah, it was terrific. It was the weather pretty much stayed away until halfway through that final race on the card, but the sun was out and there was a bit of a kick to it throughout the day at times, and crowd was good. The Redwood Rattler obviously going from strength to strength with numbers increasing significantly first to second year. So in terms of atmosphere, I'd say it was as good if not better than last year, and it was, as you say, a really good day all the way around.
Just having a look at some of the main races, which pretty much covered off on the quaddie legs. Race 5, this was the John Slack Memorial Trotters Handicap, and it was taken out by Desert Fly with Greg Sugars in the sulky. What did you take out of this performance?
Well, she had a bit of fortune, to be fair. A few things worked out for her. She sort of tested early. Nick and McDonough couldn't get past, looked to drop in on the leader's back. That didn't eventuate, and then she was content enough to go on to that position, three back to peg. She did have that fortune, I guess, when Scored Shillong decided that she didn't want to be behind the leader. She wanted to go and put some pressure on. So Desert Fly was then able to kick through and be right on Nick and McDonough's back. And I guess the take-home point is that in a really even race, in many ways, we'll get to the favourite in a minute, but outside of Riff Valley, in a very, very even race, she just had the best run in the race. She was able to get the sprint lane, and she was too strong for them. Any Old Way's gone really good, and His Life didn't have a whole lot of luck and was finishing off really well up the sprint lane as well. Xenia was right there at the finish. Nick and McDonough battled on okay, but clearly the run of the race was Riff Valley. She lost a lot of ground early. Pretty hard to actually tell on the vision exactly how much ground she lost, but being at the track, she did lose a significant amount of ground. She made it up pretty quickly after galloping early, and then she had the audacity to be poking up in between horses late and only be beaten at 8 metres. So definitely the run of the race, the favourite, Riff Valley. She may have been too good for them if she did everything right, but she didn't. So Desert Fly was the one that was able to capitalise.
We then go to the feature, the Group 1 Redwood Classic, and as most expected, Wobbly was too strong. He looks like he's got a massive future in front of him. He's pretty professional.
He's just an ironclad star, isn't he? And you talk about that professionalism. It's probably gotten a little bit less and less through the season. He was certainly such early days. He was a bit fractious before the start. He had to get a bit of a lead up from the clerk of the course before the stand. There was a bit of controversy at the start. You'd say Chris Alford went to the inside of the horse in front of him, potentially may have just drifted into the sprint lane slightly, but to me it didn't material affect the result because he would have gone to the outside of that horse if he had to, and he would have went around and taken the lead anyway. So I'm not too worried about what happened early. He was able to find the front, which he would have done regardless, and he would have run them along as he did. It was a very confident drive. Chris Alford, knowing he had the best horse in the race, he never stopped moving in front. They went a 48-2 lead time, a 30-second flat first quarter, which for all the horses that had galloped early, just never really gave them a chance to get back into the race. They went 30.9 through that second quarter, 29.7 through the third, and they just kept running even fractions, home in 30.5, but he put a really big gap on them. We know how good he is. He's won a Vic Bred. He's already a Group 1 winner, but he's doubled up there. And, you know, he's a genuine star. He's clearly going to be the Breeders' Crown favourite. Based on what we saw behind him, I'm not sure there are any Kiwis that can come across and even test him. Regal Assassin's run a good second, wasn't beaten, you know, into a different world, I guess, necessarily, with the ones around it. Our Renez May smashed them cold, and they all sort of finished in that group behind Wobbly. I think if you wanted to take anything outside of the obvious, Imperial Wiz, who has come over now with Danny Mullins, had 20-odd or 28 starts in New Zealand as a two-year-old trotter. The run was really sensational. Loomed up off the back like it was going to run into second, then made a break, lost a lot of ground, and was still finishing on really hard late. So beaten 71 metres, it may be one that you can easily miss, but definitely follow Imperial Wiz wherever it goes. If it takes on Wobbly, play it to run second. If it doesn't take on Wobbly, he can potentially win a race shortly, Imperial Wiz. One Muscle Hill was okay, again, given that early break, and a lot of the others, it's just hard to judge, given, as I said, the tempo that Wobbly set got them all out of the comfort zone early after some breaks. So, put a line through a few of them, but Wobbly, he is a genuine star.
That's for sure. The Trotters free-for-all. It was great to see the 9-year-old Keystone Dell back to the winner's stall, and he just didn't win. He won quite impressively.
He did. He paid $6. We probably haven't seen that about him too much over the journey, but he was brilliant. I'm not going to say he was back to his absolute best, because we don't really know yet until we see him step up and go into those big races again. But, geez, he was good. He was probably, with the pressure off, being a $6 chance, they didn't have to drive him confidently. They didn't have to go to the breeze, use him mid-race. They were able to just sit back and come with one run, and he reeled them in like the very good horse that he is. They went home in 29.4 through that third quarter, and then 29.5 through the final quarter, and he was really pulling away from them at the end. First up from a break, he can only improve off it. I think Brent Lilly would have been a very happy man yesterday. I know he didn't really want to bring him back unless he knew he was going to race at his absolute best, so that was probably a good indicator that you knew he was going to run well, and he had trialled well before this, but certainly he produced it on the track, so it was a significant win for him in his career, a good starting point for this preparation, and as I said, he was pulling away late, so he should improve off it and be back to something like we've seen him over the last few years. Claudie's Princess ran a really good race. She was another one that came from off speed. She ran into second. It was a good run. Fabrication was able to lead, held the lead, didn't relent to any pressure from Maui's favourite son, who can get fired up on the outside, and ran, you know, a nice enough race in that sort of class to finish off third. And outside of those, Maori's favourite son was probably a little bit disappointing, but when he has to sit parked and he can get fired up, it does make it a bit tougher. Outside of those, not a whole heap to take from the race, but it was good, very good to see Keystone Dell back at his best.
That's for sure. And then we have a look at the next race, the Group 1 Victoria Trotters Derby, and Dance Craze was sent out favourite, but it happened to be the stablemate who sort of upset the party, the filly.
Yeah, well, she's perennially underrated, isn't she? Unbella Law, she's winning Oaks left, right and centre, New South Wales and Victoria Oaks, and she's never really got her due necessarily, but she's come out here and done it again. She was able to lead after the start. Dance Craze handed up to her, which was probably a key move in the race. Unbella Law being able to find the front, given her class, she was always going to be quite hard to run down, and that's how it sort of proved in the end. They went through a first quarter of that last mile in 32.1, a second quarter of 32 flat, and given it was the extended trip, the 2,690 metres, I suppose they were able to sort of back it down for a good portion of the race and then sprint home late 29.7 and home in the last quarter 28.1. So she was very good, Unbella Law. I'm sure she'll start to get the kudos she deserves now, being a double Oaks winner and a Derby winner as well. Terrific effort. Dance Craze tried hard, but just couldn't bridge that margin back up the sprint lane. She's only been beaten a couple of metres, and she's clearly got really high ability. It's just a matter of trying to find a race where she can win. President Royden was a good improved effort. His first run in Victoria was fair without being spectacular, but he was definitely much better. War Spirit, again, another one that improved after a couple of sort of subpar runs, you'd say, in his first two Victorian starts. And Delta Sun tried hard. He had to work to the breeze mid-race, and he was only beaten 6 metres in the end. He wasn't good enough, but it was a fair effort, and that's probably the tale of the tape for the Derby.
What was the highlight for you for the weekend, Blake?
Very good question. I'd say probably Wobbly, given the fact that he was able to sort of run the whole way, and I think he equaled the track record. It was just a dominant two-year-old performance, and good to see some homegrown talent getting the job done by Down Under Muscles, of course, trained by Chris Alford and Alison Alford training Wobbly. That was probably the highlight. But Keystone Dell, to see a horse like that return, it was almost scenes of Takeover Target when he came back at Randwick, and he was able to knock them off when everyone had written him off. So it's probably one of those stories where to see a really, you know, top-class horse come back and defy the odds to some degree was probably the other key highlight from the weekend.
Good on you, Blake. We'll talk more about the weekend's action on Gate Speed tomorrow, and we'll project forward to another wonderful week. Thanks for your time.
No worries.